So we started talking about the halachas of mitzvah tzrichas kavana yesterday. Excuse me. Mitzvah tzrichas kavana, that a person who does the mitzvah, he should be doing, being aware he's doing the mitzvah for the purpose of fulfilling the mitzvah of Hashem. There's a machlokes in halacha whether mitzvah tzrichas kavana or mitzvah tzrichas kavana. The Mishabur points out that everybody agrees the chachila. Every time a person does a mitzvah, a person should have intent. He's doing it for the purpose of the mitzvah. That's not the machloikis. Everybody agrees that a person should have kavanah. The argument over here is if a person does not have kavanah, if they lose the mitzvah totally or not. As a matter of fact, the Ramban, in the Sefer HaMitzvahs of the Rambam, so the Ramban's Hasagas, and the mitzvah which the Rambam lists, which the Rambam understands to mean the mitzvah of tefillah, u'la'ovdei b'chol avavchem is the mitzvah of tefillah. The Ramban disagrees, and the Ramban says that the mitzvah of u'la'ovdei b'chol avavchem is a mitzvah to do mitzvahs with kavanah. You should serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Every time you do a mitzvah, you're serving a Kadosh Baruch Hu. You're doing avodas Hashem every mitzvah that you do. You should do those mitzvahs b'chol avavchem and not just do it by rote, etc. So every time a person does a mitzvah, a person should have kavanah. He's doing this to serve Hashem, which is what we're talking about. So here's our definition of mitzvah tzrichas kavanah. We do mitzvah for the purpose of serving Hashem. We're doing it because it's Hashem's command, and we fulfill Hashem's commands. That's the purpose of it. So the Aruch HaShulchan says, therefore, if a person wants to know what does he need to think or say when he wants to be fulfilled, mitzvah tzrichas kavanah. What words does he have to say? He has to say two words, or think two words. L'shem mitzvah. By thinking those two words, he's accomplished. I'm doing it because it's a command of Hashem. That's what a mitzvah means. The mitzvah means a command. So by thinking l'shem mitzvah, a person has fulfilled his requirements of mitzvah tzrichas kavanah. And that's what the Ramban is saying, that the person is doing the mitzvahs in order to serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So again, everybody agrees that chachila, a person should have that kavanah. According to the Ramban, it's a mitzvah say deraisa. Every time you do any mitzvah, there's another mitzvah say deraisa fulfilled together with it to do the mitzvah of what you're doing with kavanah, with to serve Hashem. And every time if a person doesn't do that, he's lost his mitzvah say deraisa of ula'ovdei b'chol avavchem. That's a very important mitzvah to know about, according to the Ramban. It's like hundreds of times in a day, every single part of tefillah that we do, we're mekayim the mitzvah ula'ovdei b'chol avavchem to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for the purpose of serving him, to do the mitzvah for the purpose of serving him. The Shulchan Aruch says Allah is mitzvah tzrichas kavanah. V'chein Allah. There's a machloikis in the Achronim. Is the Shulchan Aruch making a definitive besak, or he's saying he's passing like that because of the rule of safik deraisa l'chumra? Since it's a safik whether yotzei mitzvah, safik deraisa l'chumra, or is he making a definitive besak and saying no, that is Allah mitzvah tzrichas kavanah? The Morgan of Rome says that by mitzvah deraisa we pass the mitzvah tzrichas kavanah. By mitzvah derabanan, which means without kavanah you're not yotzei. By mitzvah derabanan, without kavanah you still will be yotzei. So a person says a bracha and before he eats. There's a mitzvah derabanan to make a bracha before you eat. I didn't have kavanah to do the mitzvah of saying a bracha before I ate. I said the bracha. I thought what the words meant, but I didn't do it because Hashem commanded me to make a bracha. So after Morgan of Rome, you're yotzei. The fact that you didn't have kavanah to be, you do the mitzvah, you'd still be yotzei. Because safik, now the way the Prima Gadamon explains the Magen Ram, because safik derabanan the kula, the safik, and therefore derabanan we're not going to make you do the mitzvah again. A mitzvah deraisa, safik deraisa l'chumra. Nafkamina would be when you're redoing a mitzvah deraisa. Would you say a bracha beforehand or not? So if it's a vada that you're not yotzei, you have to make another bracha beforehand. The bracha of asher kiddush al mitzvah zivanu. But if it's only a safik, so the mitzvah you do again is safik, but the bracha you would not make. So this is a nafkamina between a mitzvah, according to the Magen of Ram, between a mitzvah deraisa and a mitzvah derabanan. By mitzvah deraisa we pass a mitzvah tzrichas kavanah, and a person must redo the mitzvah. By mitzvah derabanan we pass a mitzvah zayin tzrichas kavanah, and a person does not need to redo the mitzvahs. So tomorrow I want to clarify the application of that to Sfiras Arba Bezman, is that which is derabanan. And the applications of that are significant. Number one. Number two, I do want to point out the exceptions where we say, based on your action, that's obviously you're doing it for the purpose of the mitzvah, and therefore even by mitzvah deraisa, you would still fulfill your obligation. Have a good morning.